Welcome to Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs, the podcast for busy and high-performing entrepreneurs and leaders who are looking to create more energy and optimize their health while upgrading their brain and personal performance with precision. I am your host, Julian Hayes II. I've been involved with health and performance for over a decade. This podcast was created for the high performer who is unapologetically ambitious, the one who moves at a fast pace and operates with an edge, the one who wants to become superhuman. Nothing here is fluff, gimmicky, or feel good. I have little to no interest in simply helping you improve your life. I want to help transform it. By listening to this podcast, expect to have a body that feels just as good as it looks. Expect to possess a swagger and style that gives off an infectious vibe. Expect to command the stage or any boardroom you walk into with your executive presence. And lastly, expect to become your most enhanced self so you can live a limitless life. Now, let's get to the show. Welcome to another episode of Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Julian Hayes II, and I want to talk about investing in yourself. When we hear investing in ourselves, a lot of times the first train of thought goes to perhaps paying for a coach or something else that's that costs monetarily. And those are definitely forms of investing in yourself. Those are definitely forms, strong forms, I should say, in investing in yourself and signaling to the universe that you're taking yourself seriously. But before you even get there, and I think that's the easy answer, and I could easily share that one on today's episode, but that's an obvious one right there of investing in yourself. There's other things that you can do and habits in your day-to-day life that you can set up in your infrastructure to also signal to the universe that you're taking yourself more seriously, that you're also pouring more into yourself so you can recharge and upgrade your entire human system. So let's dive into that. The majority of entrepreneurs and professionals who live life in the fast lane, most likely if you ask the question, what's your most valuable currency? They will tell you time. But it's actually energy. Energy is the thing that you should treasure the most. Time is most definitely a finite resource. But the true value is how you use this time. That is the true value of this investment, this currency. Time wasted is cheap, especially when it comes to your business. It comes to your career, comes to your relationships. To wisely invest and allocate this time and to do it in a manner that is efficiently and effective, you must have an abundant amount of energy. And that's the thing. Especially over the last year, a lot of entrepreneurs, their energy levels are running on empty, or they have that little light that comes on where that little light is a signal that you need to get some gas. You got about 20 to 25 miles or you're going to be pushing your car. That's how a lot of entrepreneurs are operating right now. You see, as top performers, we have this unique skill. We don't need to be motivated. We don't need to be told to get off the couch and go exercise. We don't need to be told to get off the couch and go work, go hustle. Go make something of yourself. We live and breathe those things. But here's the thing. We have this unique ability to power through this exhaustion. But there's a cost to that on the other end. And this is all part of the dark sides of success that won't be televised anytime soon, that won't be shared on Instagram. But it will cost you. And whether it's today, next week, or even a year from now, it always catches up. So with entrepreneurs' energy levels running on empty or close to it, it's going to cost you your personal health. It can cost you in your business. And it could cost you in your relationships in terms of not being present for your most important relationships. So for the entrepreneurs who are maybe trying to get to the next level, and they already know that what got you here is not going to get you to the next place, or you just want to move at a faster pace, make a bigger impact, or just simply get the most out of life. Because I believe you can have it all. I believe you can live life in the fast lane and you can have thriving health. I believe it's all possible. But there are certain things you have to do. So all of these various infrastructures and machines of life can act cohesively. So I'm going to share 5 of these habits that you can use to invest in yourself, to pour into yourself, so you can recharge right now. And then go out and upgrade your health, upgrade your business, your career, and pour into the people around you and make a bigger impact. So the first habit, the first thing, is to think about creating a personal philosophy to navigate life and business. So when it comes to creating more energy, just like exploding in your business, the most important task that you want to do is to create this personal philosophy. And you want this personal philosophy. You want this because this enables you to quit wasting precious mental energy on things and tactics that don't serve your health and don't serve your business, your career, or any of that. There's a lot of ways to do a lot of things these days. There's a lot of ways to get in shape. There's a lot of ways to grow a business. There's a lot of ways to find a love life. But not all of those strategies and tactics are going to fit specifically for us. And that's the key. So a simple way to start constructing this personal philosophy is to start with the end game. I know you hear this a lot. What do you want? Why do you want it? It's very important. I feel like a self-help book sometimes saying these things. But nevertheless, you need these things. You need these things solidified because optimal health is an inside-out job, not the other way around. So start with the end game. I had a conversation with a gentleman on a podcast. I was a guest on a podcast recently, and we talked about health. And one of the biggest struggles for people to get motivated with their health and fitness, to get really consistent with it, is they don't have a picture of what optimal health looks like for them. A lot of times, their version of optimal health is what they see on the internet. And what do you see on the internet? You typically see shredded men and women, often like a fitness model or a CrossFit competitor or some athlete. And you see them. But there's different ways. There's different pictures of optimal health. You don't have to be 9% body fat to have optimal health and be shredded and work out 2 hours a day, every day of the week. If you enjoy that, then do it. So I want you to start with, how do you ultimately see your health? What does optimal health look like? What does it feel like? What are some of the numbers? Like, what do you weigh? Give an estimate of what you weigh. Give an estimate of your body fat. Give an estimate of the type of things that you can do now when you have this abundant amount of energy. Next, move on to your life. Then look at your relationships. Look at your business and career. And create a philosophy and vision for each area. And be absolute honest with yourself. You may be very far away from your end game right now. And this is something that I have to remind myself, that I have this vision that I read every day. I'm so far away from it. And sometimes it's intimidating because you're like, I have so far to go. And that's where microgrills comes into play, but that's a whole another topic for a different day. But for now, just create your philosophy and vision for each area and be honest with yourself. I personally took a day to write out a personal manifesto about who I was becoming and what my standards were when it came to the various facets of life. I also have my top 15 values laid down as well. This is my G code. This is my creed. And I don't break that. I know what I stand for. I know what hills I'm willing to die on. So when you create your philosophies, you're going to be able to move at such a faster pace in life, because making decisions is so easy, because it comes down to simply whether it aligns and brings you closer to the ultimate end game or not. That saves precious mental energy. And that mental energy then can be used toward making better decisions with your food, with your business, with your family. So the second point here is to build a fortress around your mental and emotional real estate. Now, I do a lot of podcast interviews, and people ask me, what are some of the biggest reasons that entrepreneurs and high achievers struggle with their health? And the initial expectations that most people are expecting to hear is something related to nutrition, or it's something related to a lack of exercise. But in actuality, one of the biggest energy drainers and obstacles for better health when it comes to being an entrepreneur and an ambitious professional who loves to move at a fast pace, it's a lack of personal boundaries. You know, this is part of the dark sides of success, where you have these increase in responsibilities, these increased expectations, increase of people wanting your attention. Unfortunately, what gets left off then is your health and well-being, stemming from a lack of personal boundaries. And when we talk about mental health, you know, being an entrepreneur, and I say this a lot, and I'm still learning from other entrepreneurs because I'm an adolescent when it comes to this. But I do know already that being an entrepreneur is far from having this beautiful montage of sports cars and private jets and all of these people waiting for your next product. All of these people just waiting to hear you speak. You know, it's a roller coaster for entrepreneurship. It's a roller coaster when you're trying to do anything that isn't normal to the everyday person. And I think I've mentioned this on another episode, that entrepreneurs are 2 times more likely to have depression, 3 times more likely for substance abuse problems, 6 times more likely for ADHD, and 11 times more likely to have bipolar disorders. So for the sake of your health, first and foremost, and also to become the best entrepreneur, to become the best high performer, it's essential that you become more selfish so you can fill your own bucket up. Can you operate if your bucket is empty? Absolutely. I don't advise it. It's probably not going to be a good outcome for you. So think about this. You're putting your own oxygen mask on first in case of a plane crash, because you can't help the people beside you if you can't breathe. And you can't deliver your most impactful work every day and be at your best, making best decisions, inspiring your team when your bucket's only half full. So guarding this mental and emotional state, it begins with developing a mental and emotional playbook that's going to help you navigate the various terrains of life. There's a lot of them. New ones are popping up every day. The world is still figuring itself out right now. And a lot of people are having difficulty with this uncertainty. This is why you see relationships failing, businesses stagnating, people packing on weight. So the question here is, what's your system and rules for vetting people and opportunities? How do you determine What's a yes? How do you handle family, coworkers, and friends? You know, I know these things are typically not common to think about when it comes to health and fitness, because we just focus a lot of times on telling people to eat your vegetables, eat more fruits, go walk more, go exercise more. But as I stated from the very start in episode one, fitness and health from an optimal standpoint, it's a different ball game for high performers. There's extra nuances that need to be included, or the whole infrastructure is not going to be sustainable. And either your health or business is going to suffer if you don't take care of these kind of things. And I don't want that to happen to you. Most people think that chasing success often comes at the expense of your health, but it doesn't have to be that way. So take a few minutes to think and brainstorm the most common things that could drain you mentally and emotionally. And then afterward, this is the second part of that. Write down the root cause of those situations and have solutions for handling them. The third thing. So I want you to move often. And I don't want you to move specifically from a weight standpoint here. Yes, that will happen. But I'm emphasizing that you move because there's a valuable asset that you have, and it's called your brain. And it needs to stay as sharp as possible. So when you train your body, you're actually training your brain also. Cognitive fitness, especially for entrepreneurs, for top performers, and the unique nature and terrain of our jobs and environments, it's essential. So traits, when I talk about cognitive fitness, because we hear cognitive fitness, we hear cognition a lot. What is that? Well, a few things. It's your memory. It's your attention. It's your sensory perception. It's your language. Your ability to persuade, which goes into executive presence. Because when you're meeting new people, when you're trying to get deals, those first 7 to 8 seconds matters. It leaves a first impression. It's also about learning, motivation, and many other executive functions. And these are all improved through exercising. And they're improved through exercising because you're increasing your BDNF. And if you haven't heard of BDNF, it stands for brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And in the book Spark, the revolutionary new science of exercise in the brain, it's a great analogy. BDNF is essentially the Miracle-Gro for your brain. So you're an entrepreneur. You want to grow your business to new levels, or perhaps you want to make 2021 the year that you rebound, revamp, and revitalize your business that maybe had a lot of hardships in 2020. No matter the scenario, stress is going to be a likely companion. And without a way to manage this stress, your health will suffer, will decline. Stress is not a bad thing. Stress is necessary. Stress is good when it's managed. But unmanaged stress levels, this can lead to mood issues, can lead to anxiety problems, can lead to blood pressure issues, can lead to weight gain. It can lead to a whole host of other things that can all decrease your cognitive output. So when you're exercising, yes, you are exercising so you can build up this hot body that makes people turn their heads as you're walking down the street, walking on the beach. But you're also, and more importantly, you're building up a defense system that makes you more resilient to potential illnesses that may arrive in the world, that may be around you, that typically most people get during certain times of the year. You're building up a resiliency to this. So even if you do get sick, you can bounce back a lot quicker than the typical individual. So along with growing more BDNF exercise is going to sharpen your intellect, improving your cognition. And here's the good thing. It doesn't require crazy workouts. You know, 20 minutes high intense activity can lead to you reaping some of these benefits that I just talked about. So the fourth point here is to sleep. And once again, this is not sleeping because we're thinking about weight gain. We know that already. I've talked about that already. We're prioritizing sleep for maximum creative output. We live in the hustle-centric society. Badges of honor, gold medals are seemingly given out to people who quote-unquote hustle their ass off every day. They grind. These people are propped up. But sufficient sleep, and I say sufficient sleep because sleep, we all have different sleep needs depending on our genetics, depending on the lifestyle that we live. It's going to be different. So sufficient sleep for you, it's the necessary connective tissue that needs to be present in order for you to reach a peak performing state. Or I should say, not a peak performing state, a sustained peak performing state. So low quality sleep can make you less creative, less productive. Of course, it can maybe keep on some stubborn weight, but it can also make you less resilient to the various daily stressors of life, the various daily stressors that we will encounter because we're human. So just as you stuff a blender with a varied assortment of vegetables and fruits, I want you to think of your brain in this same manner. So while you're dreaming, this is REM sleep. Your brain is essentially a blender and is blending these various memories from today. So in the presence of sufficient sleep, your brain is going to be inundated with so many figures from the day, random facts, financial numbers, personal matters, different things you read in a book today. All of these things are going to be meshed with your previous and existing knowledge. And this is all going to lead to a better and smarter version of you tomorrow. So the fifth and final thing, fuel your body and your brain with the necessary minerals and vitamins. Now, I plan to go see Mortal Kombat on a random afternoon during the week at some point. So if you're like me, when you go to the movies, you're going to see this perfectly polished film, and you're going to see the main actors, and they're going to be garnering all of the spotlight. But here's the thing. While the main actors, they get the spotlight, they get the shine, it's typically the supporting actors and the background people who truly make or break movies. This same process is how I think about nutrition. This is how nutrition operates. We hear about protein, carbohydrates, and fat. We debate these things all the time. People, for some reason, still waste their time on the internet debating, arguing about diets and food, which is just weird to me, but to each their own. Nevertheless, those three things are important, but we don't hear enough about the micronutrients. And these micronutrients, these are pretty much the supporting actors and background people. The micronutrients, they truly make or break your health and energy levels. So micronutrients, they consist of minerals and vitamins, and they're going to positively contribute to areas such as your problem solving and numerous executive functioning behaviors. Our brain, along with many other parts of our body, it needs certain micronutrients. It needs certain amounts of minerals and vitamins. It needs particular cofactors for those nutrients to get into the cell. It's a system. I love saying that, but it truly is a system. These things don't exist in silos. So would you effectively eat in a way that is both healthy and it also provides ample amounts of energy for your professional life? An easy way to do this is just to eat across the color spectrums when it comes to your fruits and vegetables. So once again, I want to go over the 5 points to quickly mention them again. The first thing I want you to do is to create a personal philosophy to navigate life and business. The second thing is to build a fortress around your mental and emotional real estate. Mental and emotional health is so critical, especially for top performers. And I want you to move your body, not just because it helps you get in really, really good shape and you'll look better in pictures. You'll look better in suits. You'll look better in bikinis. You'll look better without any clothes on. But I want you to also do it because it's going to help you maintain a healthy and sharp brain. I want you to prioritize sleep because it is truly an important part of you maximizing your creative output and making solid decisions on a day-by-day basis. And the last point here is I want you to fuel your body and brain with the necessary minerals and vitamins. So these are simple ways that you can invest in yourself besides coaching or anything like that. So I hope this has been of value to you, that you've pulled something out of this. Maybe it's a reminder or it's just one small insight. No matter the case, thanks for joining me for another episode. I truly appreciate you hanging here, as you could have been anywhere else, but you decided to be here. So stay awesome, be limitless, and of course, go be superhuman. Peace. If you are a high-performance entrepreneur, leader, or executive looking to supercharge your energy and become the most enhanced version of yourself without the guesswork, and you're tired of cookie cutter templates, randomly guessing and hoping the next thing will work, and you actually want a precise and bespoke health optimization and performance roadmap that is in-depth, data-driven, and custom-tailored specifically for you, then my superhuman coaching programs are probably a good fit for you. No stones will be left untouched. Now, it's not a good fit for you if you're someone who does not want to invest the time, the commitment, nor the energy into getting the results. But if you are someone who is ready to start their N of One journey, upgrade their body and brain with precision, and truly live a limitless life, I invite you to apply by heading over to theartoffitnessinlife.com/us, and you'll get the opportunity to talk with me for 60 minutes, and we'll take a deep dive into where you currently are and where you're trying to go, and then we'll decide if this is a good fit for you and me. And if it is, I'll extend an invitation for us to work together. Once again, to apply, head over to theartoffitnessinlife.com/us. I look forward to hearing from you.